From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine president offers amnesty for pro-Russians occupying buildings. UN authorizes 12,000 peacekeepers for Central Africa Republic. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine's acting president Alexander Turchynov is promising amnesty for pro-Russian demonstrators if they give up their weapons and abandon government buildings under siege in two eastern Ukrainian cities. There's been no reply from the demonstrators who took over official buildings in the cities of Luhansk and Donetsk. They're demanding referendums on whether to split with Ukraine and join Russia, the same vote that was held in Crimea last month. Ukraine's Interior Minister Arsen Avakov says the occupation of the buildings would be ended Friday, either by negotiation or by force. A bomb set off by suspected Maoist rebels killed two Indian soldiers and wounded at least three as voting got underway in eastern India's Bihar state. Maoist insurgents have urged voters to stay away from the polls, threatening to disrupt the election. Thursday's voting is the third stage of Indian parliamentary elections, which are spread out over a month, to give more than 800 million registered voters the chance to cast ballots. Voting took place in the Indian capital, New Delhi, the neighboring state of Haryana, and some parts of Uttar Pradesh, along with several regions in the east and south. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed to authorize an almost 12,000-member peacekeeping force for the Central African Republic. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
The force, which will be known by the acronym MINUSCA, will take over on September 15th from the 6,000-troop African mission currently in the Central African Republic. The UN mission will have 10,000 soldiers and 1,800 police. The Africans and about 2,000 French troops have been trying to restore calm in the Central African Republic following intercommunal fighting that erupted in December, with mainly Christian anti-Balaka militias attacking Muslim Seleka rebels in Bangui. Seleka forces overthrew the government just more than a year ago. International forces are trying to end continuing reprisal attacks and restore law and order to halt a growing humanitarian crisis. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
South African runner Oscar Pistorius returned to the witness stand in his murder trial Thursday as prosecutors tried to portray him as self-centered in his relationship with girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Lead prosecutor Jerry Nell focused on the apology Pistorius made when he first began his testimony this week, saying the athlete chose to make a spectacle in the courtroom rather than apologize in private.
My counsel has been in contact with the Steenkamp's legal representatives and they weren't ready to meet with me, my lady, which I understand. So that's why it was not done.
At court, did you try? You know that other people spoke to Ms. Steenkamp. Did you try and do that?
I didn't think it would be appropriate, my lady, in front of everyone that's here. It's
and then you do it when the whole world's on you. Every person listening to this court, it was appropriate to do it then. How can that be?
Pistorius said he did not have the chance to meet with Steenkamp's family and that he believed they would not want to talk to him. Doctors in the eastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania say five students remain in critical condition one day after a classmate attacked them with a knife in their school. Authorities have charged 16-year-old Alex Rebal with four counts of attempted homicide and 21 counts of aggravated assault for the attack that wounded 22 people. Officials say Rebal, armed with two knives, went on a slashing and stabbing rampage just minutes before the start of classes Wednesday at a high school in Murraysville near Pittsburgh. Search crews have detected more underwater transmissions they believe could belong to the flight data recorder of the missing Malaysian jetliner. Australian authorities say an Orion surveillance aircraft heard a possible signal Thursday in the southern Indian Ocean, near where ships heard similar sounds earlier this week. The pings have helped greatly narrow the search area. But on Thursday, planes and ships continued searching a region stretching 57,000 square kilometers. The United States and Mongolia are bolstering military ties under a deal signed in Ulaanbaatar by Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. The Mongolian capital is the last stop on Secretary Hagel's 10-day Asia tour, which has also included visits in China and Japan. Under the deal signed Thursday, the United States will provide expanded military training and assistance to Mongolia. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on the Internet on our website at voanews.com.